Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 829 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Muj, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd. It's a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So if you're stuck on ideas in terms of developing different things from logos to websites or business cards, you can connect with the creative minds from around the world there at DesignCrowd. Actually, if you go to designcrowd.com/askpat, you can download a free guide to crowdsourcing and also get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. So again, that's designcrowd.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Muj.
Yeah, hey Pat, it's Muj from @MujLife on Instagram. That's @MujLife. And I also have a new site called paperfree.life. And yeah, so it's a new TLD, so I hope you check it out. Now, first off, all of your audio content, it's great. I love hearing it. It's awesome. And as a teenager, I find your podcasts to be highly entertaining and at the same time educational. Like, I've learned a lot of things over the past 2 years or so. I've been, you know, hearing your voice. And so, like, I have a question about, as a teenager, how would you create a niche product? Because as a teenager, like, you can't really advertise to older groups because you're not as old to them, and like, they can't take you as seriously, in my opinion, or actually in my experience. And at the same time, all of the underage or like all of the teenager stuff has already been taken, and like people are on it, like, as soon as it happens. So, like, it's tough to do anything in the teenager space, in my opinion, based on everything I've seen. So, like, how would you create a niche from the perspective of a teenager? If you were a teenager today, then how would you do it in that sense? Because, you know, like, the older people, like, they can't take you seriously, and all of the underage stuff that happens as quickly, you know, like, super quick. And so, so how would you do it?
Hey, Muj, thanks so much for your question. And, man, I'm just so jealous that you are already thinking about these things at the teenager age. And if I was a teenager and getting started, I'd be so thrilled with the fact that I've figured this out earlier than a lot of other people who are waiting till much later in life to figure out that this is the kind of direction they want to go in. As you might remember from me and my story, it wasn't until I was laid off when I was, you know, in my mid-20s or mid to late 20s that I finally realized that there were all these opportunities out there. And now with technology and the things that are around us and available to us, all these resources can help us succeed. And yeah, I'm just so great job. Now, in terms of your question, I get where you're coming from in terms of why you're asking this, right? I mean, you're a teenager. You don't have a lot of experience in life. You might be trying to teach something. And then the older generation is going to be like, well, why would I listen to you, right? Well, I believe that's the wrong thinking. I mean, it is the wrong thinking, right? You're coming from a place of scarcity in this mindset. Even with your second question related to, oh, well, all the teenage-related stuff is taken. No, that's not the way to approach it. There are things coming and happening every single day, and you have your own experiences. You have your own knowledge that is going to be useful to people. And think about this. You're not always going to be a teenager, right? And so if you target teenagers, you're eventually going to grow out of that. And so that's the one thing that worries me a lot about people who specify the age group of the people that they're trying to target. You want to target a group of people who have a specific problem. That's what you want to do. And in terms of your experience versus the experience of others, that's something you'll have to prove. I mean, it doesn't matter what age you are. I know people who are in their mid-40s who are building businesses in areas that they shouldn't be building businesses in. And it doesn't matter the age. They don't have the experience to actually succeed with what it is they're talking about yet. And the same thing goes for you. I would focus on things that are of interest to you and owning it. Be that person who, when people of the older generation see you do those things, say, wow, Muj is a genius. He is starting at such an early age, and they're going to listen to you not because you are the same age, but because you are younger. Use that to your advantage right now and start early. And yes, things might not happen overnight. Yes, there's going to take some. It's going to take some time to, build authority and proof. And with some people, they're just not going to listen to you yet, but some will, and they will spread the word for you once you prove yourself, once you share your solutions, whatever niche you get into, whatever solutions you end up creating. There's going to be people who will want to follow you and learn from you, no matter what your age is. And so that I would approach it with that sort of mindset. I mean, this is all mindset stuff, right? And Muj, like, and everybody, especially the younger ones out there listening right now, it all starts in the head. And the way that you approach something matters in terms of how it actually happens. So I talk about this with my son all the time. If he goes into a new thing that he's doing, a problem or a task or a challenge, and he doesn't think he can do it, well, then he's not going to do it. I always tell him, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And he's 7, so he's a little bit confused about that statement. But for those of you listening, I hope you know what that means. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So, Muj, if you don't think that you can build authority, if you don't think that you can actually have people appreciate you and follow you and learn from you because of your age, then guess what? They're not going to. But if you believe you can, then you're giving yourself that chance. You're going to do the hard work required to get people to actually pay attention, because that's what this is all about, right? Getting attention. And guess what? When teenagers do awesome things, they get attention. And I would roll with that. That's what I would do. So in terms of the market that you want to get into, teen stuff happens all the time, right? But I wouldn't worry about teen stuff. Like, what problems are you solving? What problems are coming out now that you can potentially provide a solution for? And hopefully you want to create something where you become known for it. You want to be that trusted advisor. And yeah, maybe the people who are following you are teenagers right now, but they're going to grow up with you. And if you are there with them now and you build that relationship with them sooner, they're going to be more likely to become fans down the road. So Muj, I hope this helps answer your question, or at least gives you some thoughts and inspiration about this. And I want to thank you again for having your question featured here on the show and for sending it in. So I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. We'll get that to you as soon as possible. And for those of you listening, if you would like to get your question featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. I select from the lot of questions every single week as I record these. And then I also answer questions live on a live broadcast done on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/smartpassiveincome, every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, I conduct a one-hour Q&A session with everybody there, and I answer a bunch of questions. You don't get a shirt if I answer your question there, but I do give away stuff at the end, so hopefully I'll see you there. Again, that's facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. And guys, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening in today. Thank you for your time, and here's a quote to finish off the day for you, and this is from James R. Cook. And that quote is, You are never giving, nor can you ever give enough service. True that. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.